Curaçao revamps online gambling laws in landmark reform. Earlier this week, Curaçao introduced a major update to its online gambling regulations. The reform aims to address long-standing issues and improve oversight following years of criticism and a number of recent scandals. The push for change gained momentum after the Ministry of Finance announced plans to issue new gambling licenses, even before the reform bill's approval. The urgency to act came from a series of controversies involving high-level corruption and questionable licensing practices. These scandals implicated regulatory bodies, government officials, and influential figures in both the gambling and cryptocurrency industries. Approval of the National Ordinance for Games of Chance. The National Ordinance for Games of Chance, LOC, a cornerstone of the reform, was approved by a parliamentary vote of 13-6. According to Aideen Short, an advisor to the Ministry of Finance, the bill represents the most substantial change to Curaçao's gambling laws in decades. It has been reported that the legislation was introduced for parliamentary review just days before the vote. Its passage marks the culmination of reforms initiated in 2022 when the Dutch government required Curaçao to address its gambling sector as a condition for receiving COVID relief funds. The parliamentary debate surrounding the LOC concluded with a planned 2-hour recess for the finance minister to address final questions. However, the exact timing of the bill's passage remains uncertain. Local newspaper Antilliaans Dagblad reported that the bill had not been finalized by 8 p.m. Modernizing Curaçao's gambling oversight. The LOC's primary aim is to strengthen gambling regulation and oversight of Curaçao's gaming sector and reduce the prevalence of unregulated operators. The current system, reliant on a 2-tier structure, involves the Curaçao Gaming Control Board, GCB, overseeing 4 historic master license holders who sublicense permits to other companies. Under the new framework, a centralized regulatory authority will directly manage online gambling licenses, eliminating the reliance on master license holders. This change is expected to simplify operations and enhance accountability across the industry. Despite the expected benefits, critics have raised concerns about gaps in the LOC's regulatory framework and questioned its ability to properly address the challenges faced by Ireland's gambling sector. Since the 1990s, Curaçao has established itself as one of the largest offshore gaming jurisdictions in the world, licensing tens of thousands of operators.